We continue to be blessed. We continue to rise higher. We're really moving into unity consciousness. So we're leaving that personality self that's always in survival and good, bad, right, wrong, all of this like boundary evidence. They're simply calling it boundary evidence, where we're still believing that we're just this small. So the more that we can extend ourselves in good faith, we will reach heaven upon love's emission. So we want to remember it's the awakened heart that is our roadway, that is our guide, that is our good pleasure seeking platform, because the heart always knows. The heart is interested in everyone's welfare. So it's not like, let me just get through my personal problems so I can go home and meditate and do my spiritual practice. That's all ego. That's all form. That's all my practice, my enlightenment. There is no my enlightenment. Enlightenment is, we're all one. So the more that we can graduate higher is really moving a significant inch. So we tend to, I don't know, we kind of tend to stay stationary, is what they're saying. They're saying, I do know. We tend to stay stationary, excuse me, and they're saying no more, because this is the time of liftoff, and this is the time of journeying, and this is the time of meeting your creative essence. So our creative essence is who we are beyond our limited story, who we are beyond the personality self, who we are in our generous claim. Come here, buddy. So allow yourself to be, what would be the word? It's sort of like to grow. So like grow beyond your old inclusion. In other words, grow beyond what you consider to be your best. So it's like when I'm receiving us, I'm just receiving us as light, as extraordinary light. So just imagine thinking of an angel or your favorite master, and you're not receiving them in their bodily form, you're receiving them in their energetic transmission. And now imagine that you're actually one and the same with that. So that's where we're standing up high, and that's where we're standing up tall, and that's where we're graduating into a new refined condition. So the refined condition is we're one with our light, we're one with our heavenly treasures, we're one with God's mercy. Again, God being our God self. So this is our I am presence. This is our divine self. This isn't an outside authority that passes judgment. This is our own concession that is soon to lead the way. So when they said soon to lead the way, it was like going on an air jetliner. It was like going on a hot air balloon. It was hang gliding. It was freedom at last. So freedom at last is our old personality self, the one that's like hanging out with the conditioned mind, does not know the way because it doesn't know the divine mind. It doesn't know our eternal essence. It doesn't know where we're going. So we're allowing ourselves to part ways with that old conditioned lifestyle and reframing ourselves, what would be the word? Like I'm just going to use the word generously. The reason I don't have the words is they're kind of no longer channeling and allowing the higher essence of our I am presence really to be understood. So it's an energetic translation of the look of love. In other words, who we are in our divine nature that we're soon to assume. And so as it comes through like my brain and my lower mind, so I have the words that are in attendance. How do I say this? It's not the words at all. It's really the energetic happening. It's the energetic happening. So when you're agreeing with the words, or you're listening to the words, what you're really doing is energetically arriving. In other words, you're agreeing with this highest principle. Now, this principle that's being demonstrated, that's being offered, it's not like the masters have it and we don't. They're just reminding us that we're one and the same. That is the game. That's the ball game. To really understand that we are part of that which we're attaining. So we're growing into our own courtesy. We're growing into our own assertive status. Assertive status is, think of any deity, any master, it's all aspects of our divine essence, our divine self. But we like to work with form because we still believe we're an individual. But that's soon to give way. That's soon to give way. So what we're doing is opening up to our light's divine inheritance. So when we receive our light's divine inheritance, we respond to that light. We create out of that light. And that light knows no suffering. It knows no boundary. It knows no limitation. It knows no disease. It knows no financial, like whatever we're concocting in our ego script where we are playing separate from, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that for forevermore. So allow yourselves to quicken. Quicken is receive the quickening, receive love at last. Recognize yourselves to be divine. Allow yourselves to be obligated to the higher heart, the sacred heart, that is soon to give way. To give way is, that's the higher intelligence. That's the new essence of life. That's the new instant recall. So again, allowing that transfer of assimilation, transfer of adaptation. So we're opening up to our divine union, to our divine increase, to our divine explosion. So explosion is just this light that it's exploding, but it's like in a symphony. The best way I can explain it is if you think of like Mickey Mouse Fantasia, where it's just like, or a light show, or firecrackers, or like the sparklers, where those lights, each of those lights has presence, has information, has, I'm just gonna keep saying information because when I receive it, it's that higher intelligence of our true essence that knows. So when we walk around in life, we want to remember our light. We want to remember our halo. We want to remember love's attractiveness. We want to remember our true love's mission, because the more that we allow our garden to grow, the more that we consent to our light, the more we adapt to that being our true order, our true nature, and come into true divine union. All of the old problems of form, of generational past, it's no more, because we're no longer witnessing it. We're no longer considering it to be relevant. Just the way new generations have new words, they have new phrases that the old generations have never heard of because it didn't exist prior. We too are self-pleasuring. So we really want to have this feeling of like walking on by, walking forward, walking into the new extreme, walking into the new gestation period at last. Just the way language changes over time, so does consciousness, as we will receive, as we will engage. And again, we're being guided to our awakened heart. And when I'm receiving that heart, there's just like this light explosion, just like a symphony of lights. Just imagine like a water fountain, but it's of light. And it's like bringing forth fifth dimensional music is the best way to explain that. So there's a gifting and there's an attractiveness and there's a transmission that is overtaking us. And so we're learning to receive, we're learning to arrive, we're learning to become. And so what we're becoming is leaders of the new faith, leaders of the new communities, leaders of the new consciousness on earth. Allow yourselves to be duly noted, allow yourselves to be seen by your I Am presence, which is all revealing. Already, all knowing is whatever we believe our little problems or big problems are, our I Am presence already has it in good working order. We're learning to allow that to occur with ease. I want to add another word, and they're like, no, just stop right there. With ease. With ease. No straining, no crying. With ease. It already is. It already is. Everything we're seeking already is. Allow that new scenery of strength to be one with your very presence. Allow everyone to notice your light. Allow your light to be seen. You may need a breathe. I actually found that I had to take a breath in that last one. Allow your light to be seen. Allow it to be conversed, meaning it's received by others. Your energy is going to be felt. Your energy is going to be felt by yourself. So you're changing your very presence. So this energy is activating our spiritual DNA. And we're being raised higher. Again, not by something separate from us, but from our true observatory lifestyle. In other words, who we really are. Who we really are. Allow that to be seen, allow that to be witnessed. Allow these energies to transfer your new faith and your new existence in time. That means we're walking out our lives, but with a new understanding of self. That means there's a new reality that we have pressed upon. So think of various timelines in each moment. We're choosing the highest vibrational consideration that we can respond to with ease. And so it is. So beautiful.